The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout heresy, and entertain.
You should start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one is forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're doing that of your own free will. That's what makes this country great and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive.
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe.
And your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerker's Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Are you ready? Let's get it on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Stood still on a highway, I saw a woman by the side of the road, with a face that I knew like my own.
We are building a fighting force of extraordinary magnitude.
Well, she walked up to my quarter light, and she bent down real slow. A fearful pressure paralyze me in my shadow.
I'm a failure because I haven't got a brain.
She said, son, what are you doing here? My fear for you has turned me in my grave. I said, Mama, I come to the valley of the rich.
I don't have any weapons of mass destruction, okay, hon?
She said, son, this is the road to hell.
This is Reverse Deception Radio on the Veritas Radio Network, Crusade Channel.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Welcome to the Reverse Deception Show. This is Greg Carpenter on a rainy day here in Northern Virginia. Hope everyone out there is having a great day today. Today we're going to get into a little bit of what the theme music was about today. Hell, we're going to talk about it, and we're going to talk about it from a cyber aspect. We're not going to talk about it from the theological aspect per se. I want to catch up just a couple little things. First of all, just went to Hacker Halted conference this week. I'm going to have some great outtakes from the folks that were there. We had a great time this week. It was a lot of fun. Spent a lot of time talking to some very smart people who scared me. And my job is usually to scare other people, but this time they were scaring me. And there were people from all over the world, some of the best hackers in the world. I've got some great interviews with them, and we're going to have that for you next week. I've got to take some time, edit some stuff, get some approvals from public affairs people, that's what they are, and to make sure that we're not sending anything out that they don't want to have out, and then we're going to publish that next week. So, hell, We're starting off with hell. We're going to talk about a little bit about what's in hell, what's happening in hell right now, and why you should know about what's happening in hell. First thing you should know, that there is a hell. There is a actual hell, and it's being used right now by hackers. Hackers all over the world are using it. Hold on, we're having a problem with the video here. Got the video fixed. All right. At the entrance of hell, there's no sign that says, "Abandon all hope, ye who enter here." Instead, there's an actual logo that reads hell. And there's a car, like a 57 Chevy, driving off into the sunset. You're not going to get to that webpage, I don't think. But some of us have been there, and some of us have seen the thing. And it's meant to be a warning. It's a warning to folks. It says, the slogan says, F hell, heaven is hot. So think about where you're going now if you're reading that on the beginning of the webpage. The sports car takes off on a highway into an infernal-looking city. A thinly veiled reference to the classic rock song Highway to Hell by AC/DC. There's also a login form. Now, of course, you have to log in to get to hell. This is not the actual biblical hell, but a place where there are criminal hackers, wannabe criminal hackers, scammers, and probably federal agents from all different countries around the world, rather than demons and damned souls. It's a new, little-known hacking form actually called hell. Now, several of the hacking forms get taken down periodically, and others get brought in. Hell just stood up a couple of years ago, and it's a new one. It took the place of something called Silk Road. Silk Road is not functioning right now any longer in the dark web. And the dark web, we've talked about it a little bit before, dark web is that place where all the criminals go to exchange goods and services. It's an open market. It's not like your regulated markets out here. These people are taking and they're buying and selling, and they're mostly trading, buying and selling in what's called Bitcoin, which is a virtual currency. Right now, Bitcoin is worth about $720, $730 per Bitcoin. So if somebody says they're holding your computer ransom because they put ransomware on it for 10 Bitcoin, you know, that's going to cost you. That's going to cost you big, too. Remember, back up all your stuff, folks. Don't forget about backing it up. So they're trading. They're using Bitcoin as their currency. Why are they using Bitcoin? Bitcoin cannot be traced. It cannot be traced. You can't go back and say, okay, this is where this money came from. There's no fingerprint to it. This is the way it's set up. It's designed this way. Where do you get Bitcoin from? Well, you do what's called mining. You mine for it. You can take your computer, the processor in your computer, and you have it perform certain functions. I'm not going to get into the functions, but over time, you earn a certain amount of Bitcoin for the processing power used in your computer. And you can use lots of computers. If you have servers, you can use servers. Doesn't matter. You can build up Bitcoin. Bitcoin is very unstable, I would say. I had written a bit about it in my book back in 2012 in July, and by February 2013, Bitcoin was taken down just like I talked about. So Bitcoin can fall apart on you very quickly. It's not as stable as, let's say, gold. How about that? You thought I was going to say Federal Reserve notes, didn't you? Not a chance. So back to hell. So there's a whole bunch of information in there. And the form gained notoriety when Roar, who is a notorious hacker, dumped 15 spreadsheets on a message board called Hack Data, whose motto is, it's the Barney motto, sharing is caring. The files contained highly personal information about almost 4 million people, including their names, their age, their email address, their locations, what kind of sexual partner they were looking for, and a one-night stand, a swinger, a different types of buddy, someone looking for different types of horrible, atrocious stuff, webcam, everything you can think of sexually. They put all of this information out there. Now, this wasn't the Ashley Madison information. This was other information that was collected from other sources. It came from AdultFinder.com. Now, they say they have about 60 million members, so if you think about it, a little bit less than 10% of their members were hacked. But all of their personal information was taken, including what I said before, everything about their sexual orientation, their interests, their attitudes, their behaviors, all that type of stuff. How would you like to have all your stuff, everything that you do in a single day, everything you think about, how you feel about things, taken and put out there for the world to see? You wouldn't, would you? Okay, so here's a little clue. Shut up. Stop putting it out there. Don't give them the opportunity to take and exploit your information. Just don't share it. That's the bottom line. Why are you sharing it in the first place? If it's your personal information and you really believe it to be personal information, then it stays with you personally. You don't put it on Adult Finder. You don't put it on Ashley Madison. You don't put it on, you know, 17 and Single or whatever else. Figure out another website. Grindr. Don't put it on Grindr. It shouldn't be on Grindr anyway. And 1,000 other websites. You really need to think about what type of information you're putting out there. The hacker claimed he was posting the database, which had apparently been stripped of credit card information, because Adult Friend Finder had a debt with a friend of his. The credit card information was taken. He didn't release that. This is, quote, "This is for owing my guy $247,938.28. B star 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 star." And he signed it ROR. And he wrote in the thread where he announced the breach, which it's been deleted now. The next comment says, "Pay up or be effed up," the hacker wrote, demanding a ransom of $100,000 payable in Bitcoin. The hacker also said he wasn't worried about authorities hunting him down as he lived in Thailand. He justified his actions because the site is a pervo website and had it coming, no pun intended. This is one of the things that happens in hell, in the form in hell. Other things that really, I would say, hit your soul is when you go and you go over this stuff and look at this stuff, is the fact that they trade in not only child porn, but human trafficking. Children are put up for bid and sold in hell. Drugs are bid on in hell. Every nefarious action or activity that you could think of happens in hell. There's nothing out there. Let me phrase it like this. Nothing good happens in hell. It's all bad. And this is just one of the free exchange open market forums that's in dark web. Now, you can go and you can see the fact that there are agents in there. You can tell as you go around, these guys are not as good as some of the hackers. They kind of like leave their mark here and there. They forget how to close off different avenues, where they've been, where they're going, things like that. And it's also said that whoever owns the exit owns the site. And that means that in order to get out of the site, you have to go out the exit. That's the only way you can get out. And that's where the hackers collect all the data on the people who think that they're not getting hacked, who are in the site. Now, of course, there's other new people in there. There's young people who are wannabe hackers, people that are just learning about how to hack and things like that. And they're trying to learn more about hacking. Sometimes a hacker will take a new person and teach them. They'll become their mentor, per se. And they'll teach them everything about a certain aspect of hacking and maybe trade them off to somebody else who is a specialist in a different type of hacking or a different type of activity. So new people aren't automatically booted out of hell. They can come in and they can get mentored if they can be validated as people who are not feds or law enforcement or something like that. That's the one thing that they look for. They want to make sure that the people that are coming in are not law enforcement. And that's the bottom line. It's not that they don't like other hackers. They'll work together. And it's basically, it's just for the money, as are all things, pretty much, right? Because it's all, follow the money every single day. It's all about follow the money. You're not going to find that. All of these activities, some are done by vigilantes because they want to get back at somebody. And they can. They can do it very easily. You don't need a lot of skills in order to be a hacker. You can go to one of a number of websites like Box.com or something like that. Go download some hacking tools. You can download something like Cain and Abel, which is an open source tool for network administrators. But you can use it to hack. And you can get open source hacking tools that will hack Wi-Fi passwords. This is not hard. But what you need to remember is that on the back end of that is if you get into something, you might want to be aware of what you're getting yourself into. Number one, it's illegal to do stuff like that in most places around the world. Number two is if you get in there and you got some bad dude sitting on the back end, he is going to mess you up. He's going to take control of your computer, your devices, everything. All this stuff is linked. Nothing is isolated any longer. Even the computer that you got sitting back over here somewhere in the corner, it might be isolated. It might not be hooked up to a network. It might not be hooked up to the Wi-Fi or the LAN system or something like that you got at the house. But guess what? Guess what? You can get on that thing. You can do what's called air gapping, and the information on how to air gap and get those tools is available, and you get it from hell. You can trade for the information on how to do that stuff in hell. So don't think that anything is out of your reach if you want to be bad. The key is to understand what's happening. The key is to be aware and make sure that people don't go down this path. Keep them on the good side. We're looking to do things that will highlight the bad guys and make them exposed. We want to catch them because we want to hack the stuff first. We want to look for vulnerabilities. We want to make sure that all of the holes are plugged to make sure that the active security is really still active. It's still working. In some cases, you might have offensive security. It might not even be defensive security. It might be offensive security. That's a whole other can of worms. But again, you can take any of the tools that are available out here on the internet and turn them into an offensive security tool. You can also take all the stuff that's in hell and make life tough for an administrator. You can destroy their mind. There are the worst situation are the types of hacks that come in that load what's called a rootkit. And those things are very much available here in hell, too. Rootkits will go down below the operating system and embed themselves behind the operating system. Now, what does that mean, behind the operating system? Well, that means that in the sequence, when you boot up a computer, the first thing that happens is it goes to the root directory. That's the embedded software on the hardware that's in the computer, that's in the motherboard. That stuff always gets booted up the same way. It always gets fired up the same way. So if you've ever been into the BIOS network, the BIOS screen, excuse me, basic in-out for the system, BIOS, that will give you the information that allows you to touch the root, but only in that time when you boot up and go into the BIOS. Other than that, you usually skip right over the BIOS and you go to the operating system and boot in from the operating system. And sometimes if you hit like F7 or F8 or F12, whatever it is on certain computers, it'll take you to safe mode with networking, if you're looking to fix a problem. But all those problems are higher up. They're up at the operating system level. They're not down embedded in the BIOS. Well, some of these tools that come out of hell in the dark web are rootkits. So you could take and you can reinstall your operating system all day and it won't make a hill of beans because the virus is below that. The virus will always be there and it will reinstall back up into the operating system because it exists in the rootkit. It's way down below. You can't get to it with a virus scan. You can't even detect it with a virus scan unless you go into the command prompt and start doing searches and things like that. You're not even going to see it. You won't know it's there, folks. There's a lot of things your virus scan won't scan. Other things that come out of hell are viruses that go into your video card, say. The new NVIDIA 980 video cards, even from it's the time it was 650, 670, things like that. It has like 6 gigs of memory in it. That's a huge video card. A lot of them are used for gaming systems, you know, the kids that like to play the games on computers. But a lot more computers are coming out now with this as a standard piece of equipment inside of it. Big surprise, you can't scan the video card for viruses. How about that? Nope, can't do it. You can't use your standard virus scan to do this. It comes from manually looking at the memory in the video card. There are so many places that you can hide, so many things that you could do that a regular person, as we know, has no idea. But the key is that a lot of these come out of what's called Silk Road. They come out of hell. They come from the dark web. It's no longer something where you can feel safe. And it's been that way for years. You used to have a feeling of safeness when you fired up your antivirus, you fired up the firewall, you had that going. All this stuff is, you know, there's a certain level of comfort that you don't have to stress out because you think you're going to get hacked every few seconds or so. Once hackers a few years ago figured out that they had a form where they could start to share all their tools, then things got really bad. And then on top of it, worse than worse, is the dump from all the NSA tools. All those NSA exploitation tools are dumped in hell, and they're on other forms in the dark web. These things are very dangerous for anybody and everybody. Some vulnerabilities that haven't been patched for years. And now the hackers are reverse engineering. They're taking everything apart, everything. And they're rebuilding, and they're going to rebuild it just a little bit differently, just a little bit differently. Why? Well, that way it'll work, and it'll work on every operating system everywhere. And the good guys won't know what hit them. I'm telling you right now, folks, make sure you pay attention to your bank accounts. Make sure you pay attention to anything that you have online, because all that stuff is going to go real soon. Real soon. It's going to be day and night, and all of a sudden, poof, your world will evaporate. I'm Greg Carpenter. This is Reverse Deception Radio on the Veritas Radio Network, Crusade Channel, radio the way it should be.
This is Reverse Deception Radio on the Veritas Radio Network, Crusade Channel.